Welcome to This Week in Palestine, Gaza special coverage, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for July 19th to the 25th, 2014. More than 700 people killed in Gaza as Israeli attacks enters its third week. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, Israeli troops used lethal force to attack protesters, killing six. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. By Friday of this week, the Israeli ongoing offensive on Gaza has claimed the lives of more than 757 civilians. Moreover, the Palestinian Health Ministry says that there are well over 5,300 injured. On Sunday, Israel escalated its attacks and widened its ground offensive. Ground bombardment and aerial attacks has caused the death of entire families, as those attacks are targeting homes, schools and hospitals. On Thursday, Israeli tanks fired shells at a UN school where scores of residents have been using as a shelter. As a result, 17 people were killed and at least 200 were wounded. Joining me from Gaza, IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari. Rami, can you tell us the latest update from Gaza?
Well, Ghassan, I can tell you that the situation is growing very rapidly here, and increasing attacks by the Israeli airstrikes and the Israeli tank shells in different parts of the region, especially in the northern and the eastern parts of Gaza. For the time being, for the moment, while I'm speaking to you, I hear lots of sounds, lots of tank shells apparently coming from the eastern parts of the territory into the middle area, where I live, actually, in the Gaza Strip. The movement is very limited for the time being. The number of people being killed is increasing, and those injured as well as increasing. So, and is an additional increasing. Maybe you can hear the bombs near me while I'm talking to you right now. It's a very aggravating situation. Lots of tension, lots of stress here in the Gaza Strip, as the Israelis are determined apparently to continue their attacks on Gaza. Residents and civilians are being killed or injured inside their homes. These are the targets of the Israeli, seem to be the targets of the Israeli attacks for the time being, and the time Israel says or claims it is attacking the underground tunnels that are used by Hamas or any other groups in Gaza. They are actually attacking houses, are attacking hospitals, attacking schools, to which many Palestinians have fled over the past few days, actually, because of the intensity of the Israeli strikes in some areas like the eastern and southern parts of Gaza.
What people in Gaza are doing to take shelter from the Israeli bombardment?
I do not think that there is some sort of, or you cannot say there is a sort of a safe place in the territory for the Palestinian population. Every area is subject to attacks. Everybody is a possible target, is a potential target for the Israelis. Maybe you could have heard the sound of the bombing right near me.
With Israel attacking power lines and generators, how is that affecting the life in Gaza?
Up to this moment, we have been cut off the electricity. Now we are entering the hour 35 or 34 without electricity. For more than one day now, we have no electricity. This is sort of repeated these days. For the past few days, the electricity has been cut off for many hours, for prolonged hours, for one day almost in some areas like the area I live in. And that's the situation. No electricity supply, no water in the houses because the water pumping needs or requires electricity or power to be pumped into the tanks of the houses. So we are facing sort of lack and shortage of electricity, shortage of water. That is very worsening. And, this is summertime and this is the hot weather and the families are crowded. There are many, many houses include now or contain the crowded families.
Rami, one last question. How Gaza hospitals are coping with increased numbers of injured and killed as they already have been lacking supplies due to the Israeli siege?
For the past days, for the past weeks, I think 2 weeks, the Palestinian officials, health officials in Gaza, have been appealing for a very needed and urgent support, assistance, logistic assistance and medicine assistance for the hospitals of Gaza, which are increasingly unable to cope with the increasing number of injuries and deaths inside the Gaza Strip. That is a situation that requires a sort of an intervention by the world concerned parties and the human rights groups, as well as the NGOs worldwide, to help relieve at least the most basic sector in Gaza, which is the health sector.
Thank you so much, Rami, for this update. On the political level, talks to end the ongoing conflict in the Gaza Strip intensified. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is now shuttling between Jerusalem and Cairo. Israeli sources said that Kerry offered on Friday an outline for a truce in two stages. Stage 1 would be a ceasefire starting on Sunday, July 27th. According to the sources, the second stage will start when the ceasefire takes effect, with Palestinian, Israeli and international officials embark in talks over the security, economic and political future of the Gaza Strip. IMEMC spoke to Sergio Yanni, an Israeli political analyst from Jerusalem.
Right now, the Israeli government is not very clear with themselves if they want a truce. There is in the Israeli government two positions. One position who says that whatever was achieved, quote-unquote, was achieved. And right now, the image of Israel is being deteriorated internationally, and therefore it's better to accept a truce. On the other hand, there is a strong part of the government that believes that Israel has to continue and to go forward. Right now, part of the government is also hoping that Hamas will not accept the truce and it will re-legitimize the policies of the state of Israel.
Khaled Mash'al, chairman of Hamas Political Bureau, has called for lifting the Israeli siege on the Gaza Strip to render talks about a ceasefire agreement possible. Mash'al stressed the need to allow aid convoys access to the besieged area. He also reiterated that Hamas will never agree to demilitarization as part of negotiations. Also this week, 6 Palestinian civilians were killed by Israeli army gunfire during invasions and clashes in a number of West Bank communities. Israeli troops invaded Palestinian towns and cities and attacked Palestinians protesting the ongoing war in Gaza. 2 youth were killed during clashes with Israeli soldiers at the town of Hawara near Nablus in northern West Bank on Friday. 3 more civilians were killed on Thursday, 1 in Jerusalem and 2 in Ramallah, during similar clashes. Earlier in the week, 2 civilians were killed on Wednesday after being wounded by Israeli gunfire during clashes with Israeli troops in Hussein village near Bethlehem city in southern West Bank. Gaza solidarity protests were called for by Palestinian political and activist groups. Dr. Mazen Koumsiya is a Palestinian writer and local activist.
Well, what I observe as happening, of course, is solidarity and participation, as we are one people, Palestinian people, who are under the same relentless Zionist attack. I think there's a slow genocide happening in Palestine, and I don't hesitate to call it genocide, because genocide is not the end result successful. It's an attempt to destroy a whole group of people as defined by international law. So that's what we are trying to counter here, is a creeping genocide of the Palestinian people.
Also on Friday, at least 4 civilians were injured, one critically, when Israeli troops attacked the weekly anti-wall and settlement protests organized in a number of West Bank communities. Protests were organized at the villages of Bel'in, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh in central West Bank, in addition to Al-Ma'sara village in the south. And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine, Gaza special coverage. This was the weekly report for July 19th to the 25th, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.